Welcome to the Living in Sunshine podcast. If you don't know who I am, my name is Maddie, and I am so excited to have you tuning in to our weekly podcast episodes where we chat all the things from tips and tricks to funny stories from my life that have helped me to truly live in the sunshine. In this space, we are all about encouraging, inspiring, and giving you the tough love that you need to hear sometimes to realize that you are totally made for more than what you currently have in life, and that you hold the power to make the changes that you need to level up and live your best self. So buckle up, grab some water, and let's get into it. Good morning. Good morning, my dude. And welcome back to the Living in Sunshine podcast. My name is Maddie, the host of the show and the founder, creator, and human behind all things Living in Sunshine. And I am so excited that you are tuning in for another brand new episode of the Living in Sunshine podcast. Happy April, first and foremost. This month, we are going to be talking about the theme of organization. If you are new to the show, first, come say hi over on Instagram. My handle is at living, the letter N, sunshine, and I love hearing from new listeners. And second, here on the Living in Sunshine podcast, each month we have a new theme that we tackle and really dive into and dig into as a community. That way we can really get this full scope of all of the things that are involved with living a life in the sunshine, living a life of purpose and alignment and joy and intention. And this month we are diving into the topic of organization. And as a type A human being, I am so excited to share with you why organization is important, how to get organized if you're brand new to organization, share with you some of my favorite organizational tools and strategies and resources. And since it is April, in case you're a long-term listener, my bonus birthday episode is coming next week on Friday, and I'm going to be sharing with you 28 lessons. It's going to be a long one. Grab some popcorn and maybe a cup of coffee. I'm going to be sharing with you my top 28 things that I have learned in my 28 years of being on this earth. I do this episode every single year for my birthday, and it's always really fun to listen back on it and share and really kind of mark that milestone on the podcast in a really fun way. But before we dive into today's Hype Girl chat, which are some of my favorite to record, as you know, I wanted to share with you that we are hosting a Bestie Girl sale for the Sunshine Squad community starting next week. If you and your bestie want to join a really amazing community of women, be sure to put yourself on my email newsletter list. If you're not already on it, I will link it in the show notes for you, because my newsletter list is going to get exclusive deals and sales and opportunities for the Sunshine Squad community starting the weekend of my birthday. And again, this Bestie Girl sale is for you and your BFF to join this community at a really good steal. Literally 50% off. I'm not even kidding. And I cannot wait to see and share all of the details with you regarding this Bestie Girl sale. So if you have been keeping an eye on or hearing me talk about the Sunshine Squad, but you haven't been able to join because of finances or doing it alone kind of freaks you out, makes you want to poop your pants a little bit, the Bestie Girl sale is for you. And the only way that you can get the details for it is by joining my newsletter list. So again, sign up for it now via the link in the show notes or over on my Instagram in bio, and I'll see you in your inbox. Okay, so let's get right into this episode, because we have some tea to serve. We have some layers to peel back. We have some guts to check. We have some mics to drop. Hype Girl chats, you guys, are my favorites to record because these are intentional, fiery, spicy, kind of hot take style episodes where I sometimes intentionally call you out for the BS that you are allowing to continue in your life for whatever reason, unbeknownst or known to you. So that way you can go out that day today as you listen, or this week, or whenever you hear this episode, and take the action that you need to take to live a life that you love. And in today's Hype Girl chat, we are going to unpack the potential real reason you are avoiding getting organized in your life. Because whether you realize it or not, being organized helps you in more areas than you believe. And you might have an underlying reason why you're not getting organized, and I'm going to call you out for it right now. Now, this episode is not for my people who are just generally very type B or just disorganized people or people who like thrive in disorganization. This episode is for my ladies who know how to be organized, who understand the power of organization, who maybe enjoy getting organized, yet for some reason you're avoiding getting organized, right? And the reason you might be avoiding getting organized is because sitting right behind that avoidance is fear. Fear of responsibilities, fear of change, fear of growth, fear of losing something maybe. When we get organized, we step into this persona, this identity, this role of someone who has their ish together, right? And for some of us, that's really scary. When we get organized, and I mean, and I don't just mean organized in the sense of like our office is clean and tidy or our planner is really beautifully color-coded. I mean organized and like put together as a whole human being. And sometimes we avoid doing this. We avoid tidying up and cleaning out our house. We avoid keeping an organized desk. We avoid organizing and keeping a planner or just organizing and keeping our thoughts in a nice, neat, tidy kind of way, right? Mentally having that clarity. We avoid doing that work because we fear the outcome of getting organized. Because when you get organized, there is that level of expectation to upkeep that organization. Or when you become super organized, let's say at work, you might have the expectation of more responsibility because your boss or your team notices you as the organized human, and they might ask you, they might request and demand of you to do more at work because they notice that you're organized, right? And sometimes we fail and we avoid getting organized because we fear that responsibility. Maybe because we don't think that we're going to live up to expectations. Maybe because we don't want to have to take on those responsibilities. Maybe because we fear letting other people down, right? I feel, and I have experienced in my own life, that when we are super organized, other people recognize that about us, right? It kind of becomes a character trait. And right now, this is kind of a funny connection, but right now I'm watching the TV show Pretty Little Liars. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's an old TV show, like early 2010s. I watched it like all through high school, favorite TV show ever. Anyway, it makes me think of Spencer Hastings in that show, who is a hyper-organized, super productive human being. And that becomes an identifier of her, right? She's the organized friend. She's the one that has it put together. She's the one who's going to succeed. And sometimes we can fear and we can avoid, because of fear, having that identifying factor tied to us, because there's that expectation to always have it put together, to always be organized, to always be on top of our stuff. That extra responsibility that we are potentially given because we are organized can cause a lot of fear. Have you ever felt like the people in your life just don't understand the dream that you have on your heart? Or even the desire that you have to be more joyful or intentional or even just plain happy? Like, life is good enough. Why do you need more, right? Well, my friend, if this is you, I have something special just for you. The Sunshine Squad community is your go-to place for that validation that you're searching for, to know that you aren't crazy for wanting more and that you aren't alone in that desire either. This online community has grown to be filled with amazing joy seekers, purpose pursuers, happy hustlers, and dream chasers just like you. In the Sunshine Squad community, you get continued guidance from me that you need to make your dreams a reality, a community of women who get it, and the steps that you need to make your life something that you're totally obsessed with. If you are ready to say yes to those things, you need to jump into the Sunshine Squad ASAP, and you can do so right now via the link in the show notes. If you do have questions on what the Sunshine Squad community is, or if it's right for you, feel free to send me a DM over on Instagram. I would love to chat with you more about it over there. And my friend, I can't wait to see you inside of the Sunshine Squad. But here's the point of this episode that I really want you to hear. It's okay for you to not be put together 100% of the time. I want you to get organized and feel organized and be organized, not because of extra responsibilities that you'll be able to take on, but because of the productivity that comes with being organized, because of the stress relief and the clarity and the peace that comes from being organized. And if you are a highly organized human being already, like myself, I self-identify as a highly organized human being, I want you to take this episode as a permission slip to not be organized all the time, to take a step back, to know that everything is not going to come unraveled if you get behind or if things get a little bit chaotic and messy and unorganized. That's okay. But if you are someone who is avoiding getting organized because of the fear of expectations or responsibilities or letting people down, you're only holding yourself back. So much good, so much mental peace, daily productivity, clarity, just feeling put together comes from being organized in all areas of our life. And when we step into the mindset of, I can be and I should commit to being organized for my own holistic well-being, we do so much good for ourselves. So if you are someone who is avoiding getting organized because of that fear, I want you to try to work with and step over and work through that fear, because when you get organized, so much good will come from it, I promise you. And if you're someone who struggles with getting organized, I see you. I really do. It takes baby steps, small changes over time, and that's when the real magic comes. But don't hold back your own growth. Don't stunt your own potential because you're afraid of what could happen or what could come from getting organized, okay? You don't deserve that. Your family doesn't deserve that. Your work doesn't deserve that, right? You hopefully care about what you do, and your job, your work doesn't deserve to be done at a lower level because of your underlying fear of what comes from getting organized. So take this month, get organized, find what works, and step into that identity of someone who has it put together, but isn't afraid to get a little bit messy and a little bit unorganized when life needs you to just take a step back and breathe and not always have it all together all the time, because no one does anyway. And that is everything that I have for you for today's Hype Girl Chat. I hope that made sense. I hope it gained you some clarity and some knowledge to know that it's okay to be afraid, but it's not okay to stay afraid. You are allowed to be organized. You are allowed to use and lean into getting and being organized so that way you can step into your highest version of yourself to live a life of joy. Before we go, I want to read our review of the week. I 1000% forgot to do this all month long in March, but I do want to have review of the week be a thing here on the show. So let's go ahead and read our review of the week. This one is from the username. And again, I do not know if Apple makes up these usernames or if you guys use these usernames. Whatever works, I'm good with it. This user person put their name as Trout1AL. She says, I'm assuming it's a she. If you're not a she and you're a he, what's up? They said, your weekly dose of courage. Maddie is so uplifting and positive. She is that encouraging person we all need in our life. Her podcast is full of tips and tricks to bring more joy into your life. Yes, it is. That is exactly what this show is all about. And I'm so appreciative for your review. If you have not yet left a review for the show, please go do so right now. It takes maybe 45 seconds of your time and it helps the show grow and reach more women just like yourself. If you need help learning how to leave a review over on Apple Podcasts, feel free to head to my highlights over on my Instagram page under podcast. I have step-by-step little picture kind of walkthrough things that you can watch to learn how to leave a review and where you can do so on Apple Podcasts. Until next week, my friend, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day. That is all I have for you today, my dudes, and I hope you loved today's episode. If you did, I would seriously appreciate it if you went and left the show a review and rating on whatever platform you're currently listening on. For every review and rating that you leave, it truly helps the show grow and reach more women just like yourself. If you had any major takeaways or aha moments, be sure to take a screenshot of this episode, Post it to your social media stories with your biggest takeaways and tag me at Living in Sunshine so I can share it with my people as well. Again, thank you so much for hanging out with me this week. And until next time, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day.